Welcome to Elder Care Issues on AM 1060 KDYL. Brought to you by the Utah Planning Council of Salt Lake and North Salt Lake and the South Salt Lake and Provo areas. Under the direction of Thomas Day, Certified Elder Care Advisor and Care Funding Specialist. In fact, for more information about today's show, and you can listen to any of the shows that we have done up to this date, if any of the areas interest you, just by logging on to his incredible website. In fact, if you go to a Google search and just type in long-term care, Tom Day's site is the first one to come up in the country. Actually, in the I mentioned this last time, Tom, and not just the country, but the world, isn't it? I mean,
that's
world.
Right, Mark.
Yes, the world. And any issues that you would like to find out more about in the elder care issues, we have a team of professionals with the Utah Care Planning Council that is the best team ever put together. Natalie Moyle, Care Service Specialist, Cal Curtis with Elder Law, John Martin, Kelly Anderson, Shirley Ann Williams, Reverse Mortgage Specialist. There are so many issues. And plus, there are some tremendous workshops. The next one is coming up on the 23rd of September. It's a Thursday night, and you need to call as soon as you can to get registered for that. Space is limited, and we'll talk to Tom about that a little bit later on. But today, I want to introduce our guest today, and he is an elder law specialist. He's Brett Cragen, attorney at law, Brett D. Cragen, with the law offices of Ray G. Martineau on Highland Drive. Phone number 486-0200. But Brett, welcome to today's show.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. We have a lot to talk about today. And elder law, this is something that not too many people have specialized in, but there's a big need. What is it? 10,000 people a day turn 50. And it's the graying of America, and there's not as many young people coming up. People are having smaller families. So our society is getting older, and there are special needs for the older citizen, and it's now covered by law, isn't it?
That's correct. As the population increases in age, there will be more wealth transferred over the next couple of decades than there's ever been before. And along with that transfer of wealth are certain problems that come up that need to be taken care of and addressed.
Well, when you talk about money and you bring siblings involved, unless that family is from heaven, there's probably going to be some issues, aren't there?
That's right.
Yeah.
And there are issues that can destroy families.
Yes.
We have routinely been involved in situations where money tears families apart. And it should not be that way. It doesn't have to be that way.
Not with a little bit of planning. And I think people hopefully, and that's our soapbox that we keep getting on every single week with the Utah Care Planning Council, is plan. If you fail to plan, then you just basically plan to fail. And I hate that. I hate cliches, but that is so true. But Brett, as in elder law, you know, if I need a law for or a specialist in lease mineral rights, I go to a lease mineral lawyer, you know, that deals with the land and oil rights or whatever, or mineral law and different things. If I need an attorney, a divorce attorney, I go to a specialist there. And that's why it is so important when you are discussing things like this, you don't go to an uncle or a cousin who just passed the bar. You really need a specialist in elder law, and that's why I'm glad that you're here. You know.
Well, thank you.
What are some of the biggest problems that you run into with people?
As a general matter, we have clients that probably fit into two different categories. One group has completed no planning at all, and that can be scary, because the further on in life you get, the harder it is to take care of some of these issues that come up. The other group of people are people who are somewhere along the planning process, or they are people who have not updated their estate planning documents for some period of time, and that can be scary as well.
You know, there too many of us, we crisis plan. We wait till it's too late, until after it's happened, then we get a lawyer, right? And at that point, what can you do?
It's very difficult. And depending on the situation, sometimes there isn't anything you can do. Recently, and I see this more and more often, we will have people who have farmed their entire life, and they may have purchased property from their parents or inherited it somehow, and they farmed that ground for many years, and they may have bought it for, you know, $100, $150 bucks an acre or something like that. And even within the past few years, it's valued at $3,000 an acre as farm ground. But as development increases and these houses start to surround their farm, mm-hmm. they'll find out that the value of their property is increased from $3,000 an acre to sometimes $45,000 an acre.
Whoa.
And when that takes place, and you know, development happens very quickly, that can cause significant estate tax problems that need to be dealt with. And it's hard to do that when mm-hmm. you're at the end of the process.
Let's talk about the process. Let's talk about planning. All right. And Grandpa passes away. What's going to happen at that point?
Okay. Well, first thing that happens when somebody passes away is their personal belongings need to be gathered. Creditors need to be paid. Expenses, perhaps relating to medical care or the funeral or taxes need to be mm-hmm. taken care of. There needs to be a distribution of property. Not necessarily is it a routine matter in the senior care arena, but if there are minor children involved somehow, and I have seen instances where grandparents have taken upon the responsibility to raise
That's
their
right.
grandkids and have the guardianship there, a guardian may need to be appointed for that minor child. So all these different issues need to be addressed. My job is to, number one, try and take care of the various situations that occur during a person's lifetime, and then plan on how to distribute property, how to take care of the taxes, how to take care of an estate when somebody passes on.
When would you like to see me? Let's say that I'm putting together my estate. I'm in my 50s right now. When's a good time? Should I wait, or is now a good time to start thinking about this?
I think as soon as possible, and not just from a senior perspective, but from any age group. By the time you've started to acquire property, and especially when you have children involved, that is the time to at least start considering the different estate planning tools that are available.
You know, it's interesting, but several years ago, Gail and I were involved in a television show. It was called Market Midday, and the big thing back then was estate planning and putting all your belongings into an estate. You know, this was 20 years ago. I'm in my 30s. And we got all excited, and so we did this, and it cost us about $3,000 or $4,000, and we had one of the finest in the state put this together. And so I've got this estate planning, I've got everything I have in the state. Well, in the past 20 years, life did not turn out the way that I expected it to or even wanted it to. There are a lot of changes that happened, a lot of different things. We've moved a couple of times since then. You know, different children have come and gone and in and out, and this thing that I've got here is absolutely, we took it to another senior care specialist, is worthless. It means nothing right now.
That can happen.
In fact, if I let this thing sit, it's going to be I'm going to cause more problems than solve, you know, at that point. Do you see this
that's
often?
That's true. In addition to, I spend a good part of my time on the planning side of it. The rest of what I do is litigating the situations that go bad. And just recently, we've had cases where, in one particular instance, we had a client whose husband passed away, and he had not updated his beneficiary designations on his life insurance, and he had not followed through with his estate planning. And because of that one, I guess you could call it area of neglect on the beneficiary designation, she lost out on a $1 million insurance policy proceed. Because of that failure to keep up with the estate planning documents.
Oh, ouch.
Recently as well, we had another case that we just took to trial with estate planning documents that were completed in 1986. And just like you have mentioned, the parties had moved since that time. They had acquired additional property. Children had been married. Many things had happened up until the year 2002 when this gentleman passed away. And there was a four-day trial with a lawsuit that cost tens of thousands of dollars on each side over the meaning of what the word residence was inside of the document. They had purchased property and were spending time at mm-hmm. both properties. and the document read that the spouse would receive the residence. And there was a big question over what does that mean? And with updated planning, because new properties have been acquired, that situation could have been taken care of, probably saved $100,000 in legal fees, and saved a family.
You know, and the thing is, when it gets to that point, then the people, they have to be angry at something, and, you know, they're not very good at taking personal responsibility, so they blame the lawyers.
That's right.
You know, then all of a sudden you're the bad guy. And all you're trying to do is just try to find some sort of workable situation out of this mess, you know, because they failed to plan.
That's correct.
You know, here was an estate, what, that was done in the mid-'80s. You know, and hadn't changed, right? He hadn't changed anything.
Hadn't done one thing since then. And he had minor children at the time. The documents were prepared. Again, property was acquired. It's extremely important that this is not a one-time shot when you go in and put your documents together. Probably on a yearly basis, or at least every couple of years, there needs to be a review of everything to make sure that it's taken care of.
Okay, yeah, trust me on this. I am going to make sense with this here, but I went to buy a bicycle, you know, for my wife for her birthday. And on this, I went to Galleon's, and on top of this thing, they had this legal form that I had to initial all these little things and sign, and it was like a 3-page document. Seriously, just to buy a bicycle now. And last time I bought a bike, it was her bike, it was 25 years ago. I just went out and paid for it and bought it, took it home. Now, before I could take it home, I had to initial all these little addendums here, and I come to find out that each little line and paragraph that I initialed that I understood was the result of a lawsuit somewhere, that caused some litigation. Now, if things have changed that much in 25 years and just buying a bicycle, how have things changed in elder law? I mean, since in the past 20 years.
There is an incredible amount of litigation, and I think that a large part of that results from the fact that there is quite a bit more money that's being transferred now than what there ever has been in the past. And money changes people, unfortunately.
It does. Now, what is the best thing that I can do, as you have seen? What kind of estate planning should I do? I need to do it all over again. So I call your office, make an appointment for you. What would you recommend? Just what kind of estate should I have?
Well, the first thing that I would do is ask you to bring in a complete list of all your assets,
okay,
including any life insurance proceeds that you may be entitled to. And I would need to get some information on your current family situation.
Okay.
Then we would need to discuss how you want to distribute those assets after you pass on. Once that has been completed, then we would take a look at the different estate planning tools that are available to pass those assets on with the least tax consequence and with the best amount of ease that we can create. And then we go ahead and implement the plan. The problem sometimes is we'll have people come in who haven't completed any planning at all. They may not even have a will. And what can be concerning about not having a will is if you haven't completed any planning at all, the state has created a plan for you. It's a matter of law. And the state plan provides for how your property will be distributed. If you don't have a will, the state plan can leave out intended heirs. Perhaps if you wanted to give some money for charity, they're not taken into account there. Stepchildren or other non-related people are not taken into account there. Going through this state-type plan can increase taxes. It can result in the need to make certain accountings and provide documentation to the court, and it can even distribute assets in an undesirable proportion. Say, for instance, you wanted a certain amount of money to go to one particular child, perhaps because you cared for another child or have given that child some help somewhere. The state breakdown would do that in an equal proportion, and that may not be what a person wants. So the first thing that we would recommend is creating at least a last will and testament.
You know, and then, okay, so I bring all these items in, and you get to understand my family, the relationship with my children, probably any retirement benefits that I might have or insurance benefits if I was a member of a union and I have some benefits over here, death benefits over here, or this and that, and even things while I'm alive too, right? Just to find out the things that not just when I pass away. But then how often should I come to see you at that point? Every 5 years? I mean, it's like a doctor, just to take a checkup, just to come in and say, Brett, let's sit down and go over, make sure everything is okay. What's the rule of thumb on that? It's
recommended, at least from our office, we send out reminders on about a yearly basis. Depending on the situation, things may change quick enough where somebody may need to be in there a little bit sooner. One thing that we try to do, at least in our office, we want the documents to be updated. So when we prepare a trust and an estate plan, we will not charge for any update that needs to take place in the future. We want the clients to come in and make sure that everything is taken care of.
Boy, it's so worth it. Tell me about your feelings on going to a restaurant and getting a free dinner and taking care of my entire trust and will for $150. Do it yourself.
I find most of the situations that I have witnessed that way, they will sell you a stack of forms and have you complete those forms either on the computer or, it's a fill-in-the-blank type situation. And usually my experience has been that the people will miss something, or if they're creating a trust, they don't know how to put real property, that they own a house or something like that, into the trust. And therefore, that doesn't become effective, or it's certainly not as effective as what it should be.
Could I ask you a question, Brett?
Sure.
Do you take care of those transfers for people when they do a trust? Do you actually help them put the property in the trust?
That's right. When we put together, our basic plan includes a last will and testament, a trust agreement, the deeds and bills of sale that need to be prepared in order to transfer the property into the trust. We will complete a general power of attorney, a health care power of attorney, and a living will. That's our basic package, depending on what the situation is.
How important is that power of attorney?
It can be very important. A power of attorney is a document where a client authorizes another person to act on that client's behalf. And we've had situations as simple as our client being out of the country on business and having a banking transaction go upside down, and because he's out of the country, he wasn't able to handle it, but because the power of attorney was in place, his wife was able to come in and take care of that. So a very simple day-to-day transaction to situations where a parent may become incapacitated due to Alzheimer's or an accident, or they have some sort of problem where they cannot manage their affairs. And because of the power of attorney being put into place properly and at a time when that person was competent, that allows somebody else to step in and take care of those situations on behalf of the parent or the client.
We're talking with Brett Cragen, attorney at law from the law offices of Ray G. Martineau here in Salt Lake City, part of the Utah Care Planning Council. And we're talking elder law issues and how important it is for you to plan and get your ducks in a row way before your family needs to crisis plan. And unfortunately, when that happens, families disintegrate. It's not a very pretty sight. And, of course, it's part of our Elder Care Issues program, which you hear on KDYL every Saturday morning with Tom Day. And, Tom, let's just take a second here and talk about your workshops. And the next one's coming up on the 23rd of September. About how many people can you handle on those workshops, Tom?
Typically, the ones we've been doing this last spring, we've had up to 50, 60 people come.
Mm-hmm.
We're quite gratified that so many people are showing up. I'd like to mention here that for our listeners, it might be a little confusing. Brett Cragen works with our Northern Utah group.
Our Northern Utah group,
and
okay.
They do their own workshops. And so the dates you're mentioning, of course, are our Salt Lake group, but in deference to Brett, because we have him on the program today, we'd like our listeners to know that in Northern Utah, there will be a number of workshops that will be held They'll be held either at Clearfield High School or at the Ogden Library.
Oh, that's great to know. I'm glad you mentioned that.
And Brett will be part of that group that presents. That's what Greg Gregson has told me. Is that correct, Brett?
That's correct.
And so they'll be able to see Brett in person and be able to question him if they attend those workshops. Now, for those listeners that are listening to us right now, if they want to call that Northern Utah group and if they want to attend one of these workshops, the number up there is 801-621-5553. And if they mention that they heard this on KDYL radio, they will give them a 20% discount off of that cost.
Oh, really?
That's a great workshop. They'll learn an awful lot there. In addition, they have a website, and it's called NorthernUtahCare.com.
NorthernUtahCare.com.
Uh-huh. And those workshops will be on that site as well.
NorthernUtahCare.com. And if I can get my assistant, Gail, to find the new toll-free number for Greg Gregson, he's got a new 877 number that we found out. So I'll have Gail grab that for you. But this is for Northern Utah. But Brett Cragen works with Greg Gregson and the Northern Utah. Northern Utah meaning Davis, Weber counties, and north.
That's correct.
Right. So, and we just so you don't have to travel all over to find the help and the care that you need. But Brett Cragen works with Greg, and contact Greg for all of the workshops for the Northern Utah Planning Council. And you can call 877-286-4053. That's toll free, 877-286-4053. And also, Tom, you have an incredible CD that's worth a lot of money that has everything that you would need when it comes to elder care issues.
That's right. And if they want to call any of those numbers and set up a free consultation, and I understand, Brett, you also offer free consultations for your services.
That's right.
And they could get a free consultation with Brett or any other members of the Northern group of the Utah Care Planning Council. We will give them that CD for free.
Wow.
And it's worth $59. It has all of the resources in Utah for all the nursing homes, assisted living, adult daycare, area agencies on aging, bereavement and dying, bureaus, disability services, geriatric physicians, home health agencies, hospice care, intermediate care, medical alert, medical equipment, personal care agencies, pharmacies, remote monitoring, retirement communities, senior centers, skilled nursing homes, telehealth and telehome care. And that resource alone is 300 or 400 pages. Then there's two books on there as well, The Four Steps of Elder Care Planning, and the book called The National Care Planning Council's Guide to Long-Term Care Insurance. So it's a great value, and I think it would be worth people just to get that free consultation, to get that disc.
Well, any issues that we're talking about, that's one of the hallmarks of the Utah Care Planning Council and the Northern Utah Care Planning Council, is the free consultation. And personally, that is worth its weight in gold. Number one, you get to meet the people that hopefully will might be dealing with. You get a chance to feel, their character and so forth, if you just really are comfortable with them, and plus answer a lot of questions that you might have without having to worry about being billed for it, and it's worth its weight in gold. And then you can find out some of these issues that you need to talk about. Today we're talking about elder law and elder law issues, and you really do need a specialist when it comes to elder law, because when all of a sudden, as Brett mentions, is that this is going to be, this generation, the largest transfer of money and assets in the history of the world, isn't it? I mean,
that's right.
Coming up fairly quickly here, within the next 10, 15, 20 years. And also you mentioned, too, I know so many grandparents, Gail and I, we host trips all over the country with our listeners. And a lot of them are taking care, they have, a custodialship of grandkids, now. That's not an unusual thing.
It's not.
And plus, they'll have a parent they're taking care of, too, and a grandson. We're called the sandwich generation. And there's so many legal issues. And again, when you're dealing with money, that doesn't necessarily bring out the best side of people. And this is why you need to plan.
That's right. And the cost to do this, again, that it varies depending on the area that you live in and the particular attorney that you may employ. Our packages generally start out, and again, it depends on the situation, but around $800 to put together a will, a trust, and the different estate planning
documents. That's reasonable. That is so reasonable.
It's certainly a competitive price in the valley here for putting together those documents. And it's a good, complete set. And all the additional planning that's needed is also available as well.
You know, it is so nice when the inevitable happens and we say goodbye to Dad and all of his wishes are there and met, you know, and there's no questions. It's set and there's been discussion. There's been family discussions and so forth. That makes it so much easier and a lot less expensive because litigation after the fact, that can almost wipe out anything that Grandpa or Grandma
had.
It can
deplete estates. We've seen it do that.
And you know,
it shouldn't be that way.
And then your guys are the bad guys. You know, the attorneys are the bad guys, you know, when that happens. But it's not. It's that they just forgot to plan. You know, I'm thinking, too, Brett, of all the legal issues now, because, number one, the elderly, it's the number one target group for fraud. And so the government and law enforcement agency, everybody's trying to stop this. So there is litigation after litigation after litigation, you know, different laws here, different laws there. But, you know, dealing with Medicaid, Medicare, long-term care planning, what you can do this. Can I keep my house and still get this? Can I give away my assets? And will you help with all those things too?
Sure. In conjunction with the rest of the team that we've put together, that's why we have structured this the way we have, because each individual has an expertise in a different area, and with a team effort, we find that we're able to offer a much more comprehensive service than I think what anybody individually could otherwise provide.
Well, again, we're about out of time. Tom, I can't believe how fast these half hours go with the elder care issues because there's so much to talk about. And this is one of the most important shows that we could do, and that is getting prepared and planning, getting your estate in order, and going to a specialist who knows about elder care issues. And the specialist we recommend for Northern Utah and the Northern Utah Care Planning Council with Greg Gregson is, of course, Brett D. Cragen. And you can call Brett locally at 486-0200, or you can call Greg Gregson at 1-877-286-4053. And the best thing to do is just log on. And, Tom, what is the Northern Utah's website again, address?
NorthernUtahCare, all one word, .com.
NorthernUtahCare.com. And you can find out all about the free workshops and also the other workshops, too. I know Greg does some free ones at libraries, but the big, really big workshops where you get down into the nitty-gritty and things with all the materials and so forth. What does it cost, one of your workshops, typically?
They're $29, and they're 2.5 hours, and they get tons of materials. Now, the ones Greg does are much shorter, but these are much longer and much more comprehensive.
But 2.5 hours, that's basically, that $29 is just to cover the cost of materials, isn't it? I mean, no one's making any money there. I mean, that's not a, you know,
no,
that's
not a
profit center.
No, it's not a profit maker for us.
No, it really isn't. But the Utah Care Planning Council, Tom Day has put together some experts. It's the graying of America. We are getting older. These are issues that we need. And please, please, just take some planning and visit, call Brett Cragen, you know, as soon as you can. Get those estates in order so you can, you don't have to come back from the grave and haunt your children, you know, because, you know, I'm sure some of the stories you could see. How do you deal with that when you run into a situation like that?
It's very difficult, and as I mentioned earlier, the emotion that is involved in these cases, it ruins families, and it shouldn't do that. There's no need to do that, and the cost and the time involved in putting this together is very minimal in comparison to all the problems that can be caused in the future.
Well said. Brett, thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Tom, thank you once again, sir. Every single week we're here to discuss elder care issues brought to you by the Utah Care Planning Council and Tom Day. Just do a Google search with long-term care, and it's the number one site that first comes up in the world, and there's a good reason, because he's the best. We'll see you next week at the same time right here on KDYL.